Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Michigan State announcing its 2010 Hall of Fame class. 10 members will join the Athletics Hall of Fame on Friday, October 1st. The list includes men's track and field coach, the legendary Jim Bibbs, Ed Buddy, football star, a many-time All-Pro with the Kansas City Chiefs, Steve Garvey, who played baseball and football for the Spartans, of course, nationally most valuable player with the Los Angeles Dodgers and star with the San Diego Padres, swimmer Linda Gustafson, Dr. Nell Jackson, women's track and field coach, and also one of the foremost women's administrators of her day. Ron Mason, a hockey coach, the winningest hockey coach in NCAA history, also former Michigan State Athletics Director. Basketball star and football player at Michigan State, Julius Hooks McCoy. Percy Snow, a football star, Butkus Award winner, Lombardi Award winner. Ken Walsh, Olympic swimmer, and the greatest running back in Michigan State history. Say save the best for last. This is listed alphabetically, but doesn't have to be, and that would be Lorenzo White, Pride of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hello, Lorenzo. How are you?
How you doing, Jack?
Well, we pulled you away from practice, right?
Yes. When I got here, I was like, it's just fitting that Jack Evelyn called and want to do an interview, and we just doing a walkthrough today.
Well, you know, we go back a little ways when you reported to Michigan State as a freshman and then kind of took over in 1984. Carl Butler was the starting running back, and before long he was second string. But you know what it's like as a freshman, and then, of course, as a sophomore, you set an NCAA record for rushing yards, 2,066 yards. What's the difference between a freshman running back, as Michigan State had a couple of them last year, and a sophomore?
The freshman, you still don't know what they expect, so you just out there just going off I would say, scaredness, mm-hmm. and hoping that you don't do anything wrong, but you want to make sure that you give 110%. And you don't really know what to expect until, I would say, all the way until the end of the year. Now, when you come back as a sophomore, now you know everything to expect. You know what the coaches expect from you, and you pretty much then kind of set the scale on where you want to set your goals for the next year.
Lorenzo White, an 8-year NFL veteran with the Houston Oilers and Cleveland Browns, a member of Michigan State's all-time centennial super squad for the first 100 years, led the Spartans' career marks in rushing yards, rushing attempts, rushing touchdowns, 100-yard games, and bruises. You carried the ball so often. We remember when you carried it 56 times against Indiana in the game that sent Michigan State to the Rose Bowl. And we remember when you carried it 102 times in back-to-back weeks. And, of course, we remember your mom, the late Gloria Golden, wondering if that was too many times for you to carry it. And I think George Perlis used that old line for O.J. Simpson, it isn't that heavy.
Yes, he did. But, after talking to my mom and, telling her, I said, Mom, really, with my running style, I don't really take as many hits as you think I do. So that kind of quieted her up a little bit, you know.
Scott, if they had a territorial draft for the NFL, they could have just sent someone down to Fort Lauderdale. And they basically could have drafted Lorenzo White's block in his neighborhood. They would have had the start of a pretty good team. I remember one time I went down to do some preseason stories for some national magazines, and Lorenzo had a little midnight get-together with some of the guys out on the street. I would have just liked to have that team.
Oh, man. All those guys did well.
Yeah, when you're talking about the Blades Brothers and, you know, Mike Irvin's around there, I mean, you guys, you had a great time. Had a chance to go to New York twice for the Heisman Trophy, both times for Lorenzo White, finishing fourth. And like to go back to New York one more time in connection with that. And that's going to be when you get into another Hall of Fame. We're talking about the Michigan State Hall of Fame here in October. But it's one of the injustices, as I look at names now, that are starting to funnel into the College Football Hall of Fame. And you are not a member of one of those classes yet, but we're still working on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's with everything, you know, with the having a good, having a pretty good college career, that would be like one of the, I would say, the brightest things of, you know, I would say my whole life is to go represent Michigan State and myself to be inducted in the College Hall of Fame.
We should say that Lorenzo White Jr. is a football player at Central Michigan University. You know the coach there a little bit, right?
Yeah, we had a few years together.
Dan Enos, the new head coach at Central Michigan, and he's inheriting someone with some pretty good genes. As far as Michigan State, I know you try to get back when you can. You've got a team there to worry about, but in terms of what the Spartans are capable of doing this year, what's your opinion? What's your appraisal of this team?
I'm looking for some good things out of the Spartans. I've seen last year they had some young guys that you know, at the running back spot, and you know, some young guys on offense and defense.
First year quarterback too, now, who's very experienced.
Right. And I think that, you know, and you know, didn't get a chance to watch him in the spring, but I got a chance to watch him in a few of the spring practices.
Right.
I just think that you know, when you can step in, and that, if you really look at what pretty much all the quarterbacks did, you know, coming through from the Smokers, you know, everybody stepped in, you know, played a little bit, you know, and when they got their chance, it was time, you know,
right,
it was time for them to go, and they played, they did pretty well.
Right.
So if we can just keep rolling like that, and I think we will, and watching what, you know, seeing him play in spring practice and throw the ball, I think we're going to be fine.
I think Kirk Cousins will be a great leader, and Greg Jones going to remind some people of Percy Snow. We look forward to seeing Lorenzo White back on campus for the Athletics Hall of Fame induction on October 1st. Lorenzo, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Hour 2, Ebling and You.